Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. All calls are welcome. All points of view are welcome. No subject is off limits. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start off with an issue that bothers me, and where I break from what appears to be a developing sentiment in the Democratic Party, of which I was the chairman for two successive terms some time ago. You'll recall that Joe Biden had proposed $33 billion in aid for Ukraine to save that country and to help them drive the Russians out. It's not just a matter of driving them out. They've already destroyed much of the country, the Russians have. Zelensky has estimated that it will cost $600 billion. That's 60% of $1 trillion to rebuild Ukraine. Take a look at their cities. They're ghost towns. I mean, every building is destroyed in some of them. It's like having to rebuild a city. The United States is not going to put up $600 billion. What I'm hoping that Biden is going to do, and Congress seems to be going this way, is to simply seize the assets of Russia that we have access to and the oligarchs and Putin and give that to Ukraine to do it. We have $350 billion in money that they have on deposit, the Ruskies, in New York, Frankfurt, and London. And there are many tens of billions of dollars in assets. And I'm not just talking yachts and mansions. I'm talking about cold, hard cash around the world in these fake accounts. We'll track them down like dogs and sniff it all out, get as much of it as we can, just take it. They want to argue due process and sue in American courts. Go ahead, force them to come in and arrest them the minute they come in. And it's a black letter law that a thief is not entitled to the restoration of the money he stole. If you steal money, you don't sue and say, I want it back. You go to the who's gal. In any event, the $33 billion that Biden has recommended to Congress is up in the air. I think it's going to go through, but it's subject to gamesmanship. And I'm tired of this. We're talking genocide, talking war crimes. We're talking about people tortured, raped, their bodies tattooed with swastikas, burned. It's genocide. Not time for political games in the Congress, but here's what's going on. Some people in the Democratic Party want to tie this to additional COVID relief money in the United States. Now, it's $10 billion. We've already put in trillions of dollars in COVID relief. This COVID relief package is obviously, in my view, probably a good package, and it will have bipartisan support. But one of the things that the by tying it together, saying we'll vote for the $33 billion in Ukraine if we tie to it $10 billion in COVID relief in the United States, the Republicans are now putting a little gamesmanship of their own, saying, well, we'll support both of them if you tack on immigration, that you are not going to get rid of the Article 42 COVID bar to people coming in and let everybody in right away. If you're going to get rid of that, so that people will still have to stay outside the country while their process will go along with it. And the Democrats say, no, that's against our immigration policies. And so there's a stalemate. Enough, guys, enough. Part of this is the progressive wing of the party playing games, in my view. And I'll give you an example. When there was an initial very large appropriation for Ukrainian military aid, and early on, not the heavy stuff we're giving them now even, but Stingers, Javelins, some, Soviet era stuff that was going to come from the old Warsaw Pact countries, and we'd replace it in the Warsaw Pact countries with our technology. There were people on the left in Congress who wanted a $1 to $1 reduction in our own defense budget. And our own defense budget was $755 billion. So if we were going to give Ukraine, X dollars, we'd have to reduce our own. That was unthinkable. That was stupid and wrong. Fortunately, the Democratic leadership prevailed on some of these people. But it sounds like they're rearing their ugly head again. Do not tie the $33 billion in military aid to Ukraine to anything. Not to COVID relief in this country. There's already been plenty of it. There should be more. That's fine. Separate. Not to immigration. That's the Republican gamesmanship. Not to anything. Have them as separate bills. You can put in COVID relief, $10 billion. The Republicans will try to put an amendment saying tighten our immigration laws. The Democrats, some will oppose that. Okay. That fighting in the sandbox goes on the side. We're talking genocide. Do you understand that? We're talking war crimes. We're talking immediacy. Even if Biden's bill proposal goes through for $33 billion, that doesn't immediately translate into the actual shipment of that technology, although it can be pretty quick. It certainly doesn't take into account training. And we are training Ukrainians, who are very smart people and tough people, to operate systems in 5 days that usually it takes several months. Their backs are against the wall. Quit screwing around. In Congress, on both sides, the gamesmanship, but starting with the Democrats, do not tie anything to the $33 billion in Ukraine aid and get it passed today or over the weekend. Immediately. Deal with COVID relief and immigration on the side. Children are getting killed. Women are getting raped. People are being kidnapped and taken into Russia. People are being killed. It's not time for political gamesmanship on the left or the right. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, yesterday I asked the guys in the afternoon, this newest book, tell-all book from Esberg, and then he's in the past from Woodward and, John Bolton. And then we learn what Esberg is saying. At the very least, shouldn't there be a law in the books that aiding and abetting a crazy man is some type of a crime? I mean, suggesting we launch missiles into Mexico? What would be next? Canada? I mean, at the very least, he should have been advocating for this guy getting drug out in a straitjacket and taken to a psych ward to be evaluated, in my mind. But, to tell about it a year and a half later is just as bad as well. I'm sick of these books from these guys.
Dick's referring to the acting defense secretary, whom Trump finally got rid of, wrote a tell-all book. It turned out he was slightly a more ethical guy than I had realized, and he was standing up to people. And he has a number of choice little things where Trump shoots his mouth off in private. I think it's also his book, Dick, where he says that the acting head of Homeland Security altered and changed a report. And it's a book worth reading. It's coming out now. Believe it or not, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are coming out with books later in the summer. And when that happens, they're going to be worth reading. Mary Trump's book was great. She was on our side. Bolton's book. All these books are going to be read by historians in the future, not because they're well written, but because they have some outstanding little juicy nuggets of how crazy the guy was. We're going back to the lines. Todd or Billy in Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Todd or Billy. What's in your mind?
Hey, Matt. I agree with you that Ukraine is an incredibly urgent matter. But in the short term, it's urgent. But, you know, what we do in the short term is not going to matter if we don't take care of voting rights and climate change. And so those things to me are just as urgent. And I agree with you that, you know, ideally we'd love to not tie things together. But, I mean, you know that you can't do anything with the filibuster. So, you know, you can't just take one piece of legislation, one good idea, and put it forward. I don't want them to play games with any of this legislation. But with the filibuster, that's just the reality we live in. Because you can only get one bill passed a year or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Here's the thing, Todd or Billy. Genocide is different. Genocide is targeting children's hospitals, dragging women out, raping them in front of their kids and their husbands, and carving swastikas in their bodies. That's genocide. So what I'm saying here is voting rights has nothing to do with this. Obviously, that's at the top of our list. There's a lot of things that are at the top of our list. But we as a nation have no soul if we stand by and watch a genocide. And so far, Biden's done a very good job in setting up economic sanctions and getting them more and more weaponry, which I think should have gotten earlier. He had one eye on Trump and the right wing and the Republican Party, who are pro-Putin and pro the invasion of Ukraine. And the Republican leadership hates Zelensky and hates Ukraine. I'm not talking about everybody in the Republican Party, but I am talking about Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these characters. So tying it to COVID relief is wrong. COVID relief is not voting rights. Okay, it's not voting rights. That's not COVID relief. COVID relief is a desirable thing. You don't tie it to genocide. You don't tie it to genocide. And I'm very, very tired of people who are trying to do that. And then I'm equally tired. Let's say you tied it to COVID relief. Then the Republicans come in and play their games and want to tie it to immigration. Tired of that, too. Tired of all this. So while you're very right about the filibuster, the $33 billion to Ukraine has bipartisan support. It will pass the Senate. But it's not going to pass the Senate if you bring in the song and dance and you end up having AOC and Ilhan Omar doing a mating dance with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. Get the hell out of here. Past $33 billion, okay? Period. End of story. Put this genocide. Get it over with. Kill it. It's a cancer. And Joe Biden, if you're listening, which you're not, but maybe somebody will tell somebody, will tell somebody, will tell somebody, do it by executive order. You know what I would do? What Roosevelt did, the Lend-Lease? Just get them the $33 billion of equipment and then take an IOU. And then deal with it in Congress. Very tired of these people. Going back to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind, Andy?
We are actually headed to a break right now, so I am going to take Andy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I got carried away. Andy, hang on. I'll get you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Sam is in charge. Back after.
Working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. run on.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Matt, I'm a night owl, so I don't get to hear you as much as I'd like to. You know, you're an early up guy. You know. But my main question is, what do you think? We know that Trump was a patsy for Putin. But what do you think about the previous president? Did they not recognize that Putin was going to be a problem, you know, 15, 20 years ago or something, and that we could have done more to keep him in check? Or wasn't there anything that really could be done as far as him trying to rebuild the Soviet empire by taking off these different pieces of the Union and try to build it back up?
You know, that is a key foreign policy question. I want to answer that right now. That's one of the key questions of foreign policy in a very, very sad history of our country. Vladimir Putin was the vice mayor, deputy mayor of St. Petersburg. He was a colonel in the KGB, and he specialized in things like disinformation, counterintelligence. He was posted to East Germany during the 80s. And he was part of the people that ran the Stasi and tortured East Germans and lied to them. One of his daughters was actually born in East Germany, so she's technically a German citizen as well as Russian. In any event, he goes back to St. Petersburg and he sucked up to Boris Yeltsin. And he claimed to Yeltsin, you know, Yeltsin was put in after Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a communist boss but an enlightened guy, realized communism was no good, and he tore up the Soviet Union, and basically Poland was free, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Yugoslavia, Croatia, Serbia, it was terrific, Romania, all of them suddenly became free, Hungary, and they all declared their independence. And then you had the Russian Federation, which is what you have right now. Putin seethed at that, and we should have picked up on that, and we didn't. Yeltsin's term was coming to an end, and they had to decide who would be his successor, who would they back, and Putin mercilessly sucked up to him. So Putin put him in, or Yeltsin put Putin in as his successor. You know what Putin did? He used agents from the KGB to blow up apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, with Russians in them. He killed 300 people. And they planted fake evidence to show it was Muslims from Chechnya. And then he said, we've got to retaliate. He went back into Chechnya, and they just bombed the living hell out of people and put in a sadistic strongman. Now, and by the way, that strongman and his sadists are now in Ukraine. They were brought in to torture Ukrainians. Putin then goes on national TV, this is 20 years ago, and goes, you know, just momentarily, I need sweeping dictatorial powers. Just like Hitler did right after the 1932 when he became chancellor in Germany, he said, I've got to disband the Reichstag, which is their Congress, just for a few years till I get things under control. And you know what happened? Well, this time, Putin didn't disband the Duma, but basically he sidelined it. And he then passed laws that said he could be the leader till 2036. In other words, for 36 years. Now, in 2036, he will be 84. And if he's still healthy, he'll try it again. He then went on a killing rampage. He assassinated dissidents he didn't like in London, in Berlin. We have a thing called the Magnitsky Act. He tortured and murdered a lawyer who sued on behalf of an oligarch for fraud by Putin. The oligarch ended up back in the United States in London, saving his own life. Everybody blew it. George W. Bush said, I looked in Putin's eyes and I saw a soulmate. Come on, who says something like that? George W. Bush said it. Obama in the 2012 elections, in the debate with Romney, Romney said, Russia's a real problem. We got to keep our eye on him. And Romney and Obama said, Amit, the 1980s are calling, they want their foreign policy back, and everybody laughed. The fact is, Romney was correct. Then when she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton had a reset. Remember with Russia? The reset button, they pressed a big button. You don't reset with Hitler. You kill Hitler, period. Then Trump got in, and he'd been funded by the Ruskies for more than 20 years at that point, 25 years. His son said so, because they cheated so many New York banks, they couldn't get American funding. So what happened then was he sucks up to Putin, says he's going to disband NATO, tax the EU, and if he gotten reelected, we wouldn't be in NATO. That's where we are. Coming to a break, there's a lot of people on the line. I'm going to grab one. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. That topic that you're carrying with Putin, people have to realize if Biden hadn't got elected, can you imagine where Ukraine would be now? Remember, Trump wanted to destroy, and he did, rip apart NATO. Had he not been in office, this would have been a whole different outcome for Ukraine. But you can clearly lay this in the lap of Trump and said, you sucked up to the man, you took money from him, you stood up against him, against your country when Comey and the FBI, CIA, Pentagon, he always picked Putin over the U.S. He's got to be held accountable for his actions. You know, you can have rights, but if you don't have responsibilities, rights mean nothing. And he couldn't comprehend what it means to be responsible. He doesn't know diplomacy. He doesn't know integrity. And those goofballs on the right and that Fox, they keep feeding this concept. We have to stand up right now and say, if you don't like Ukraine, go back and look at talk to Trump and ask him why he destroyed NATO. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. But, you know, and the other thing is this, in Ukraine, that's what was happening to Poland under Stalin and then under everybody until Poland got independent. That what was happening to Hungary, happened to Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. It will happen again. This guy's got to be stopped. He's got to be stopped in Ukraine, and Putin does. And the truth is, a lot of the leadership of the Republican Party, I mean Trump and people like that, are pro-Putin. They've got to be stopped. The lines are alive. There's quite a few. I'm going to get you in line. I will get back immediately to the lines right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Flynn.com.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's interesting that Jerome Powell seems to be repeating the Alan Greenspan economic policy of, you know, economic insecurity for the working class, because Greenspan actually said that it was a good thing for the workers to be insecure, that in some way that to keep them from demanding higher wages and better benefits and more secure future. That I don't think that Powell really has the best interests of even the economy in mind, because I think it's wrong-headed. I mean, this whole neoliberal philosophy of running the how things should work is just, give more benefits to the guys at the top, and the whole trickle-down thing is just, even what David Stockman has rejected that, says that does not work. I mean, that yes, we have inflation, there's reasons for it. I mean, the reason egg prices have gone up is because chicken operations and poultry operations have gotten too huge, so it just leaves a huge vector for, disease like avian flu to break out, and you have to slaughter the flock, and so the supply of eggs dries up. I mean, that's why we have these huge fluctuations. I mean, it's just we have to change our agricultural policy to spread things out like that. Use a little bit of imagination. I mean, to actually, you have a 21st century economy rather than a Ronald Reagan depression, recession economy where Ronald raised taxes on the working class, that people just do not remember. They fondly remember the old Ronald Reagan, the Gipper, oh shucks, the Gipper, who was just a pretty awful man when it comes right down to it. I mean, that.
Mark, you're raising a point on inflation having varied causes. Let me point a couple of things out, building on what you're saying. First of all, this is a worldwide phenomenon. We don't exist in a vacuum. There's inflation all around the world, and that is caused by a number of things. COVID, it's caused by supply chain backups because of COVID. It's caused by the war in Ukraine. Food prices are going up. The Ukrainian crops are not getting exported. And the United States spent trillions of dollars that were spent by both the Trump and the Biden administration towards COVID. So the truth is, inflation has many causes, many, many causes. And it's like a fever. Once you have it, it has to come down. But the whole body has it, the whole world, not just the United States. So I think Biden's doing a very good job in bringing it down. Our national debt got reduced somewhat. The growth of it got reduced. And he's acting responsibly and doing a good job. But thanks for calling Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you, Matt. First of all, I was going to talk about what Bill, by the way, I'll just say it this way. Bill, great call. Also, Mark, you guys bring a lot to the table every day. But here's Mike. Well, the one thing that Bill did talk about, you wouldn't have to worry about Ukraine right now because Trump would open the doors for all of Europe. You may be dealing with Germany might be going down along with it, the whole thing. So, it's, you know, here's a concerning thing, though, for me. First of all, the Republican Party has no platform, so you don't know what they stand for. The second thing is these guys like Hawley and Cruz and the governor DeSantis and the governor of Texas, Abbott. These guys all want to be president. And how do they want to be president? They want to follow in Trump's footsteps. So it'd be more of the same here. So that's something you got to keep your eye on. The Republican Party, also, they talk about all these problems. They have no solutions, Matt. None, zero, no solutions to this stuff. Same with the talking heads on the right side. So, but anyway, Mark, Bill, keep calling in. You guys are awesome. And great show today. Hey, and then I want to mention one more.
Thanks, Paul. You know, Paul, you raised two good points. One is, and Paul said something, you may not believe it, the Republican Party does not have a platform. And that's on purpose. And the reason they don't have a platform is they said they didn't because platforms, they realize, can be subject to attack ads. You know, you believe this, you believe that. You have no platform. They have no guiding principles. And the second thing is, Paul is exactly right, and so was Bill of Economowoc. You have, there's a reputation in both parties for most of our history, certainly in the 20th century, of standing up to communism and standing up to Russia. And even when it turned to be the Russian mafia, which mimics communism in every way, everybody stood up against it. Well, suddenly what happened is Trump comes along and he's financed by Russia. He's on the take from Russia. He's on the take from Russia. And some of his people are actively promoting Russia. John McCain, there's a great audio video of him addressing Rand Paul when Montenegro, this is some years ago, was trying to get into NATO, and Paul tried to stop it. And John McCain said that the senator from Kentucky is working for Putin. This is John McCain saying that. And Kevin McCarthy said that he thought that Trump was being paid by Russia. This is Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader now. And also a guy, I think his name is Rohrabacher, was a congressman from California who was beaten in an election. There are people in the Republican Party who are sympathetic to Russia, and there are people like Trump who get money from Russia. Trump is on the take. You must understand that. Trump is on the take. If he had gotten in as president, he had said he'd disband NATO. Well, if he disbanded NATO, Poland has no nuclear weapons. Neither do Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. Neither do Hungary. They don't have them. You know, the Balkans don't have them. Russian troops would have gone in simply to liberate Russian speakers, and you would have had the Warsaw Pact again. Trump is on the take. He gets money from Russia. He has gotten money from Russia. You must understand that. The thing that stands between us and Russia going back into Europe is simply the Democratic leadership and the Democratic Party overall. Frankly, a lot of the Republican rank and file who don't believe any of what I just described either. They don't think Russia should go back into Eastern Europe, but they trust their leaders, and they won't open their eyes to see that their leaders would get rid of NATO and get rid of the EU. Going back to the lines, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Matt. This is the Democrat world we're living in right now. And if you think this is success, I'd hate to see failure. You said that Biden's bringing inflation down. Wow. We'll see the next inflationary number. While Obama and Biden were giving Ukraine blankets and rations, Trump was giving them stingers and javelins. Trump didn't want out of NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share, and thank you, President Trump, they finally are. And thank God for Joe Manchin, because he's one of the only people that his popularity rises because he's actually standing up to the extreme left. The Republicans are doing exactly what they should be doing, pointing the finger at this the Hunter Biden administration, as we watch our southern border invaded and by illegal, undocumented numbers that we've never seen before. And you know what? The countries now pay their fair share, I think, is a good thing, don't you? In NATO?
Yeah, well, CJ, I'll jump in.
Trump,
you asked a question.
Out of NATO.
You asked a question, and here's the response. The response is that Trump, when he talked about their paying more, still said that maybe we don't need NATO. Putin thought that he was going to pull him out of NATO, and Putin has expressed that as well. Trump called the Chancellor of Germany and the Prime Minister of England and insulted them. Angela Merkel and Theresa May, saying they were weak and stupid. He used those words. You don't use those words to two allies. You don't use those words to anybody at the diplomatic level. You say he gave stingers and javelins to Ukraine. He told Zelensky he had to find dirt on Biden or he wouldn't give him anything. It was only after the whistle was blown that to cover himself, he gave them some weapons, not enough. And not just that, after Russia invaded on the 24th of February, Ukraine, he said, publicly said, Russia, if you have dirt on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, please get it out publicly. And he asked it again 2.5 weeks ago. This is while a genocide is going on. Joe Biden, if he had stayed in, would have taken us out of NATO. It was not the issue solely or perhaps at all of how much they were contributing to their own defense. He would have taken us out of NATO. He was servile to Putin. Why was he servile to Putin? Eric Trump told a journalist a long time ago that they get their funding from Putin. When you have a large real estate empire, you need financing. Even the wealthiest guy needs financing. The New York banks wouldn't finance Trump anymore because what Trump did is he would separately incorporate his various properties and not sign personal guarantees. And then he just pulled the plug and they go bankrupt and the banks got left holding the bag. That happened six times. Finally, somebody, some doofus in a New York bank woke up and said, hey, maybe it'd be a good idea not to lend to him the seventh time. And then none of them did. Okay, so that happens. He still needs money. Suddenly Russian oligarchs come in. One comes in and buys a property in West Palm Beach. Trump owed $50 million to Deutsche Bank. And the guy buys a Trump property for $100 million in cash that was worth $50 million. He double pays for it. Trump says, thank you. He pays off the debt on the property and then pays Deutsche Bank. And what does the Ruskie do? Does the Ruskie develop it into a resort? The Ruskie tears it down. It's a vacant lot. The Saudi Arabians routinely would rent many floors of Trump's hotels and not occupy them. Nobody would even check in. This guy is on the take from foreigners who are opposed to us, in some case, like Russia, are our enemies. Joe Biden is standing up to Putin. He is standing up to our enemies, and we're very lucky he's the president of the United States. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Oh, my blues away.
I'm so glad you're listening to Devil Radio. It makes me so happy. Boo.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. Listening to CJ, it's the same comment day after day after day. I'm really tired of him referring to the Democratic Party as the Democrat Party. What if every time we were talking right. about the Republicans, we called them the Republicans, because they're conning you and they're grifting. In terms of, immigration, Obama and Biden actually have turned more people away at the border than Trump ever did. So, again, they're making an issue out of nothing that isn't a real issue, to stir up the crazies in their party. And, if we think about how Trump got started, he got started defrauding banks. He was going around there in Atlantic City and in the area there, telling everyone that his daddy's money was his money when he actually had no control over it. That's how he got started, was defrauding all the banks. Why he was never put in the slammer, I don't know. If we look at his children with some of the developments in New York, they also were in hot water. They basically, if we talk about immigration, we're saying to foreigners, if you come to New York and buy property in some of our towers, this is going to happen where we're going to get your citizenship. And not only that, they defrauded people in terms of how they were explaining how full the building was. They were making it appear as really attractive property in Soho and other places that, you better get in on this now. Well, it was all just bluster and a complete fraud, like everything else with Donald Trump. And somehow, I don't know if it was Giuliani or someone there in the Southern District, they basically got the two of them out of it. They committed felonies. They were supposed to go to jail.
Yeah, those are excellent points. Robert West Allis raised a couple of things I want to emphasize in spades. One of them is there is a tendency in the Republican Party, I think it's cute to say, use the word Democrat as an adjective and not a noun. By that I mean, the Democrat Party or the Democrat bill, kind of scornfully. Now, you're right, we don't call them the Republican Party, that kind of thing. That's pretty childish. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but name will never hurt me. My mom used to say, everybody's mom used to say. But it's a low class, low rent operation when they do that. If any Republican does that, I'm not going to vote for him anyway, but I instantly find him repugnant, and simply because it's just a low rent sort of thing to do. It's a trivial fighting in the sandbox thing to do. Secondly, when it comes to immigration, Robert is exactly right. Obama was criticized for deporting as many people as he did. So is Biden, hundreds of thousands a month. And more than Trump. Trump fundamentally was lazy. He liked to talk, but he was extremely lazy and impulsive, among other things. And finally, you're right about Atlanta, and there's an anecdote that always just slays me. His father has a lot of money, and his father wanted to put some money, apparently, or he talked his father into it in some failing thing. He went bankrupt, not personally. He went bankrupt one of his casinos. And by the way, when you say not personally, early on, he did have a personal guarantee and the bank waived it. They never should have done that. If he'd declared personal bankruptcy, that would have really made it hard for him to run again. But they let him off the hook. Slippery little fish, let him off the hook. But you know what his father did? He wanted to pump a few more million into him. And there was a prohibition by the gaming authorities in Atlantic City for that level of investment beyond whatever his father had already put in. You know what his father did, or what Trump did? he minted a gambling chip that was worth $2 million. Now, I've never heard of a gambling chip, and certainly not in the 1990s, worth $2 million. And he, quote, sold it, end quote, to his father, got $2 million in cash, which kept him afloat a little bit before he pulled the plug. And his father had a $2 million trip. He could have gone to a slot machine or he could have gone to whatever. His father never went there. That's the kind of stuff they did. You know, then, of course, he had Trump University and all that. This guy is shifty. No, this guy is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And it's always been the case, always been the case. Going back to the lines, Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Nick of Lake Mills?
Hey, good morning. I'm just wondering why, you know, I wake up every morning and I'm expecting like all the ships in the Black Sea, like from the Russians, like just to be gone, like to disappear. So we know Putin's we know Putin's a liar and he's going to say anything. So I can one morning I wake up and I'm like, dude, the ships are gone. What do you mean they're gone? Well, he's saying the Americans did it. And we just say, nah, Putin did it to himself or the Ukrainians got lucky. They're just gone. Like we just start making stuff disappear. I'm wondering, you know, like what happened with the electors that eventually now we got gerrymandered like districts. I was waiting to wake up one morning and say like, they arrested all 10 of them for fraud. What? You know, I'm just waiting for this moment where I get up in the morning and I listen to your show and, you know, things change dramatically, you know. Like, I know we got generals and we got guys and people that are really smart. And I'm like, well, why is this still going on? Why isn't just in the middle of the night, things just starting to disappear for Russia, you know? And I'll leave it at that, Matt. Great show.
Yeah, no, Nick. Yeah, thank you, Nick. And those are excellent comments. And, let you know, you have that hope. And I'll tell you, and I occasionally break with the Democratic Party, and I break on this one, too. I think that Biden should have gotten these heavy armaments into Ukraine back in January. And I think back in January, Russia was not in Ukraine at the invitation of Zelensky, who wanted it, start having NATO flights, putting a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He's a guy's not going to start a war over a preemptive no-fly zone. And you know what you could do? We train a lot of third world pilots. Some of them, this was in third world, but we train other NATO pilots. And we frequently in the UN use African and Asian troops. And they have some very good pilots, put them in charge of it. And what is he going to do? If he tries to shoot down any of these planes, that would be the end of their military. He knows it. When you play Texas Hold'em, I don't know if any of you guys play poker. I play it recreationally. I like to do it with my friends. If the other guy goes all in, you have a big think. If you go all in, he has a big think too. And at some point, we're much more powerful than Russia and we're much wealthier than Russia. We should have just done it. Secondly, when he did go in, we should have loaded up, given Zelensky the airplanes, heavy armor, and just stopped it right there. What we did is dribbled stuff in, javelins and stingers, blah, 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 until the Ukrainians were so heroic, we realized they could hold the fort, that then we go, okay, we're going to give them more stuff. So on the other hand, if the Republicans had been in there, if Trump had been in there, he would have pulled us out of NATO. And the Russians would have marched into not just Ukraine. They would have marched into Poland. They would have marched into everywhere. And so we absolutely need the Democratic Party in there. And as far as waking up and snapping your fingers on things like gerrymander, Nick, I think you nail something right on the head. And that is you got to vote. You got to get involved because right now we have a Republican Supreme Court who will ratify a lot of stuff that the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature does. Now, there's a guy named Brian Hagedorn who occasionally breaks with them on some election stuff, which is good. But, you know, we have forever chemicals in water all around the state right now because of the Republicans. Madison, Milwaukee, Rhinelander, Marinette, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau. Does that bother anybody that you can't drink the water in some places? That you can get cancer? It bothers the hell out of me. You know, deer drink this water. So in deer hunting season, are you going to have to test for cancer-causing chemicals and not eat the venison? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And fish in Dane County, in Madison, they say you can only like take one trout a month or whatever, you know, depends on the fish. That's the Republicans. That is the Republicans. The gerrymandered illegitimate legislature and the Republican Supreme Court. That is the Republicans. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.